This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Kshitij Gandhi, Senior Technical Analyst at SMC Global Securities. He gave us 3 stock recommendations and also shared his views on Nifty. After 2 weeks of consecutive gains, the Indian market fell sharply on April 21st, tracking global peers after the US oil prices slipped below $0 a barrel in overnight trade. Except for the pharma sector, all other sectoral indices ended lower, led by the metal, IT, auto, banking and energy. On the derivatives front, marginal put unwinding was seen at 9,000 strike, which holds the maximum open interest, while call writers added more than 9 lakh shares at 9,000 call strike. It clearly shows that bulls are now feeling uncomfortable at the current levels to create fresh longs. On the technical front, 8,800 levels would act as a major support for Nifty, below which we could see further long liquidation, which could drag the index towards 8,600 levels in the coming sessions. On the higher side, 9,200 would be the key resistance level. Here are 3 stock recommendations for the next 3 to 4 weeks. Laurus Labs is the first call, which is a buy with a target price of ₹540 and stop loss of ₹385. Upside potential for this call is 19%. The stock almost saw a V-shaped recovery on the daily charts after testing ₹310 levels, with prices once again reclaiming ₹450 levels and holding well above its short and long-term moving averages. At the current juncture, the stock has formed an inverted head and shoulder pattern and has also given breakout above the neckline of the pattern formation. Additionally, the breakout has been witnessed with heavy volumes that suggest long build-up into the prices. Traders can accumulate the stock on dips in the range of ₹445 to ₹440, said the analyst. Bata India is the second call, which is a sell call with a target price of ₹977 and stop loss of ₹1,250. Downside possibility for this call is 18%. The stock has been maintaining its downtrend, slipping sharply ever since it breached its 200-day exponential moving average on the daily charts, which was placed around ₹1,600 levels. In the recent past, after testing the lows of ₹1,000, a technical bounce was witnessed towards ₹1,300, and since then, it has been consolidating in the range of ₹1,300 to ₹1,150 from the last few weeks. At the current juncture, the stock has formed a rounding top pattern and is still holding well below its short and long-term moving averages. On the shorter time frame as well, the stock is on the verge of a fresh breakdown below the neckline of the head and shoulder pattern. So traders can short sell the stock below ₹1,150 for the downside target of ₹977 with a stop loss above ₹1,250, said the analyst. Siemens is the third call, also a sell call with a target price of ₹1,000 and stop loss of ₹1,240. Downside possibility for this call is 13%. After testing the lows of ₹948 in late March 2020, the stock recovered decently towards ₹1,200 levels with the formation of a higher bottom pattern on the daily charts. However, this week the recovery in the prices took a pause as it faced a hurdle at its 50-day exponential moving average, which is placed around ₹1,220. The stock also breached its rising channel and fell below the escalating trend line of the channel. So traders can short sell the stock below ₹1,150 for the downside target of ₹1,000 with a stop loss above ₹1,240, said the analyst. Remember, all the 3 stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.